3 minutes away from the start of Urban Radio. It's Oswald here with your lone gunman for the show today. A little Urban Terror 4 demo for you a little bit later on the show. I'll have a couple of news and notes about that here in just a couple of minutes.
because.
This is Warhammer of ISBGN, UOC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Aspern from UrbanNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Alex Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, hey, it is Oswald, and you are tuned in to Urban Radio. First, last, and only word in Urban and Terror. Got a good show for you today. We'll get into it here in just 2 minutes.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need. Take all you can, take all you see. Take all my friends and take me too. Don't think that I won't vote for you. You're ready to fire. The last one on your team.
They're all over me.
When it comes down to the wire.
What is up? It is Oswald here with you today. And, you know, is it me or does that intro never get old? Sure, some of those sites are not around anymore, like wolfit.com. But nonetheless, still a kick-ass intro. And, you know, if there's anybody out there who's got any skill and talent, I'd be more than willing to take a new intro. I know Preet tried to create one, and it's not bad. It's not as good as that one. But anyway, just an idea if you guys want to help out the show. Hey, it is Oswald, and you are tuned in to Urban Radio, the first, last, and only word in the world of urban terror. We have a great show in store for you today as we roll into March with big plans for the community and obviously the development team as well. And we can't forget QA, because without the QA team, I don't believe we would be where we are right now. Life around the Frozen Sand offices has been rather hectic lately, with dates and deadlines being tossed around like a used condom. Did I mention that we have not missed any release deadline during this development cycle? You know, well, okay, so we haven't set any yet, but nonetheless, some in the community feel as if we are screwing them by keeping the new Urban Terror from them and keeping it with ourselves. Well, you know what? In all honesty, we are! No, just kidding. We know everybody wants to get out there and play it. And, you know, funny how development goes and how testing goes, but we've actually approached some gamers during this development cycle for numerous reasons and did ask them to join QA. For example, I can recall two gamers in particular because they were both quite harsh with their unfounded comments towards the development team and basically the game in general. That does not mean they didn't support the game. You know, pissing and moaning about 3.7 and whatnot, which is completely understandable, but, you know, just unfounded comments about sorry, I got a message here. The audio stream's not working. Anyway, I'll have to check that out here for you in just one second. Not sure what to say. It looks like it's working. Well, anyways, we'll continue on. Let me just type one message here. IndieRightDG.com. Lovely. It's always one thing. So anyway, what was I saying? We approached two gamers in the community because of their unfounded comments, and you know, it's not really a way to win friends or influence the development team or even the community. But sometimes that is all it takes, is one individual to actually ignite that spark, and suddenly the flames have been fanned and we have an inferno. So, of course, it would never go that far, thanks in part to the Forum Nazi and all the other moderators on the forum who help keep the conversation nice, as we like to say. Anyways, back to these two gamers. Yeah. Somebody, I'll have to get it a break. Anyway, back to these two gamers. Blade Killer and I spoke about the possibility of actually adding them to the QA team in order for them to see what we had done and to get their input as to the direction that they think the game should go. Anyway, anyone on QA basically has the right to share their opinions and ideas, just like the development team has the right to say no or that is not going to be implemented or changed. It has been said in the past that we have gotten too close to the community when it comes to development, but that's actually a topic for another discussion, and we won't get into it right now. But we do take pride in our work, just like you take pride in what the game of Urban Terror has become with your input, feedback, and critique. So thankfully, this move to bring a naysayer onto the QA team worked to our advantage. He ended up being a great QA tester, helping the development team to help better the game. And this situation was actually repeated a few months later when we found another forum goer who was making unfounded comments about things they knew nothing of. And after a quick consultation with BK, well, guess what? We decided to bring this individual aboard as well to give him a look-see inside the development of Urban Terror that had taken place. And bingo, we had another success story. But this does not always work, nor is this the right way to get your name added to the QA team. There never really has been any established guidelines as to who gets to test our software. All gamers, new and old, so-called professionals, and you know, I gotta laugh every time I hear that, especially Urban Terror players, and noobs, along with basically everybody in the middle, are needed when it comes to testing. And we've been very fortunate this go around with testing, minus two asshats. You can see leakers and hackers over on www.thesixthfloor.com, and those who have actively participated. This has been one of the most dedicated groups, providing some critical feedback in order to better the game of Urban Terror. The team is very thankful for all the assistance we have received over the course of 12 to 16, maybe 18 months so during this development cycle. Now, we are aware it has been quite long for those not directly involved in development and testing, and at times very frustrating when you come to the website and see no new news, or go to the forums and you don't see any new threads. But all that is in the past, as things are about to change for the better, as the days of 3.7 are numbered. And when we get back, we'll actually get into the show, bring you some updated development information, which I'm sure everybody wants. And yes, Keister, I will stroke my goatee for you. Anyway, when we return, we will get into some more information. This is Urban Radio, live and loud on Inside the Game and Stick'em Video. See if you remember this little ditty. We'll be right back.
Georgia, he was looking for a coin to steal. He was in a bind because he's way behind. His anger for coins is real. When he came across some children inserting coins into a slot, Cormier jumped up on the windowsill and said, "Boys, I'm going to tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a coin collector too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good slot machines, but give the coin burners due. I bet a coin of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Ronnie, and I ain't giving in. Yeah, I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been. Ronnie, polish up your coins and play that handle quick. The cornbird's got a doobie and a brown false beard for tricks. And if you win, you get this shiny little coin of gold. But if you lose, eat your brain. up his bag as he clearly wasn't joking. And fire flew from his beak of steel as he fed the thing his token. And he pulled the arm of that slot machine and he made an evil hiss. Then some half-eaten children joined in and sounded something like this. Said, I'm angry for corns as well. Then Cornbird bent all over and he said, what the hell is that smell? The corns of the fountain run, boy, run. And I'm good to have the fun. Cornbird beak is tapping on the pain. Give a big song to bite you on the brain. Because he knew that he had been beat. And he laid that golden coin down on the ground at Rhino's feet. Rhino said, Cornbird, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Then Rhino reached down and get the coin he was bitten, killed on the brain. The coins of the fountain run, boy, run. And I'm good to have the fun. Cornbird beak is tapping on the pain. Give a fake slug to bite you on the brain.
Hey, it's Oswald back with you here. Pushed out a little too quick. Little Cornbird went down the Georgia barbecue. Mark Clem, I'm sure many of you remember him, as he has contributed to Urban Terror for many years, including voices, levels, and some great little songs just like that. I do want to thank Rednecks for sending me that and another little song you guys may know here a little bit later on in the show. Welcome back to Urban Radio, presented in high definition on Inside the Game and Stick'em Video. If you missed our show on February 10th, you missed the debut of Urban Radio on Stick'em Video. Stick'em is a live streaming video website, so instead of listening to the show, you can actually watch the show live as it happens. That's right, you can stare at me as I stare back at you through my digital video camera using Stick'em. How is that? Urban Radio has its own page at Stick'em as well, complete with an archive file and an IRC-style chat window when the show is live. And I usually start the video stream before the audio stream and talk to whoever is in there at the time. Seemed to be quite a success with our last show, so we decided to try it again this time. And for those not able to watch, we're going to attempt to make some streaming video available in the future. I tried it just a few minutes ago, but I guess there seemed to be some lag, sort of like playing 3.7, you know, a little FPS lag there. But anyway, I have stopped the stream, so it only got maybe 15, 20 minutes of the show. But nonetheless, I will give it another go here in the future. I still have some little things to work out, some issues, and hopefully we can get through those. But the audio stream will be available on Inside the Game and over at Stick'em. And hopefully, as I said, in the coming weeks, we'll be able to archive both the audio and video. So don't fret if you're listening to this recorded. Many people do. I do want to take a moment to say thank you to everybody who's actually downloaded the file last week. Probably one of the most highest downloaded shows to date that I can recall in about the five and a half years I've been doing Urban Radio. As I said, I'm still working out some of the technical issues when it comes to streaming two live video feeds, as we had sort of planned to do today with a tour inside the upcoming release of Urban Terror. It was tried and tested with a degree of success last night. Again, it'll take some more tweaking and testing in order to get it to run how it should be run, not how it's going to be run today. So hopefully you will bear with me in these minor issues as we move through today's show, and I hope they will be short-lived as things will have improved for upcoming shows. Unfortunately, time really does not permit me much during the week in order to play on the computers, so I'm left to sort of fend for myself on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the deal today with the streaming video is once I'm done with the basically the note portion, which is about another 14 or 15 pages here, I'm going to have to kill this video stream, and I'm going to have to start another one that is basically just going to emulate my desktop, and that is how I'm going to get into Urban Terror 4, the new Urban Terror, whatever you would like to call it. So those of you who are watching will most likely be disconnected, and you will have to reconnect. I'll say that a couple of times during the show, but you will have to disconnect, or it'll disconnect you, and you will have to reconnect. That is right now really the only way that I could get it to work as I wanted it to. Unfortunately, the other program I had just did not look as clean, and you know, it sort of stuck a little picture of me up in the left-hand corner of the screen, and then I basically had my game screen, and it looked like ass. So I said, you know what, it's just easier to do it this way, give you a nice big screen and 1600 by 1200 to look at on this small stick'em video screen. As I said, hopefully we can get things working a little bit better down the line. So what's in store for today? Well, after we come back from this quick break, we will take aim at the development front. As I said, things are looking very promising. We will once again touch on the map list and mention a few levels we have received that have been getting quite a bit of of attention recently from the development team and QA. The forums are always chocked full of topic starters, so we will check out the latest rag chew in there. And yes, I am aware we are still 2 days short of the 27 days of Terra. I don't need any more emails on that. Thank you very much. And probably the most anticipated part of the show, I will take you inside of the game, the new release of Urban Terra, and you can get a first-hand account of the game. Now, bear in mind it's probably going to be a little bit choppy, a little bit pixelated as I'm moving through there. There will be some features that I will be demonstrating, showing off to you, and we will get that to you here a little bit later on. We'll also have some of the QA testers in the server fragging each other, so as I said, they are more than welcome to join in. Unfortunately, some of the features you probably won't be able to see all that closely, but nonetheless, I'll try to describe as you see what's going on. Finally, we'll take your questions as we do every week. Actually, I will usually field them as we go through the show. All that and much more today here on Urban Radio. Glad you could be with us. It is Oswald. We'll be right back.
Tune in, listen, play. This is Inside the Game. Radio.
Radio.
ITG.
We'll be right back.
Hey, hey, welcome back. It is Oswald. You are dialed into Urban Radio. As we get ready for our development update for the first week of March, and where shall we begin? Well, there will be no release today, but I believe many of you already figured that out. There was a good chance of a code freeze, as mentioned over on ModDB this weekend. We're still minus a few lines of code as I sit here now, but that is nothing that will really hold the development of the mod back. Level designers have been given a few hard dates. No, not the fruits or wackos found in the community, but dates on the calendar, so they are working fast and furious in order to get their work included in the release. As mentioned a few weeks ago, there will be some favorites that do not make the release. Uptown and Docks, both by Battlecow, will not be released. Why? Well, Docks is old and needs much attention. Invis has already mentioned he would like to have a go at it, but right now that is not going to happen, as all of his time is being directed toward Crenshaw for the release. And no, this is not the old Crenshaw. This is the new Crenshaw. Much smaller in size, much more fast-paced, CTF, and most likely Team Survivor-oriented. Bomb mode? I don't remember. I think so. I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm incorrect, but I believe probably does have bomb mode. Most of them do. So Crenshaw is what Invis is still working on. Docks would not be up to the standards we feel it should be with this release, so we are holding that back for a future release as well. Same thing can't be said right now about Uptown. Yes, we are aware it is one of the few vertical levels, and everybody says, well, what other maps are we going to be able to jump on? Well, you know what? You can jump on any map, but a lot of the maps do not allow you, as we are well aware, access onto the rooftops, unlike Slema, Uptown. Those are really the only two I can think of. The old village used to do that as well, but it hasn't been updated since. So, I don't know, 2 point something, I think, is the last update it had. So it needs some major work as well. We tried to contact Battlecow last October on ICQ, and he said he would get to it, but unfortunately that never did materialize. And we do ask you not to take matters into your own hands and try to reverse engineer it by decompiling. That is not level design. That is called a hack job. After that, you have a lot of work left in front of you. So anyway, try not to do that. And I don't think we will. If you want, you know, go make your own vertical sort of map. But, you know, leave Uptown, Docks to us. They will be released. We will get them to you. Another level that we finally got after some mix-up in communication was Paradise. And while it's not going to make the release, it will be released as an update or a third-party level distributed by the development team on our website. Now, it's not often that this happens, but this is one of those occasions that we will do something like this. Turnpike is another level that was iffy but will make the release, and I already can hear a collective sigh from the community, as I know many gamers were worried that you were most likely going to lose another classic map, but that is not the case. Turnpike has changed hands, I believe, about 3 or 4 times now, with the level finally landing in the lap of Tub to finish it off. There's really been no change to the layout of Turnpike, so you can still expect a fast-paced level for both Team Survivor and CTF. Some of the changes will include a new skybox by Rabbit Cow. The man knows how to box, especially skyboxing. So you can check out that. Not as pixelated as the old one, as I said, has absolutely no effect on the gameplay. There's also been some player clips added to a few of the areas that slow gameplay down, but those really are irrelevant now. And I can think of a few areas where the flag will get stuffed, but that won't matter, as we have a new hot potato CVAR, and that CVAR is set there by the server admin, really only pertains to CTF, that'll allow the flag to explode after a set number of seconds if it is not capped. Default is set to 2 minutes, and this feature was added in order to end those long and drawn-out 20-minute standoffs where both teams are playing defense and don't have the balls to go after their flag in order to cap the enemies. So that is a new feature here for the new Urban Terror. And again, that is defined and set by server admins. So if server admins like the idea of a 20-minute standoff waiting for a 1-0 cap, then, you know, by all means, don't use it. But it was put in there to speed up CTF because, you know, CTF is supposed to be played a little bit faster than it is sometimes. Also on Turnpike, there have been some changes to a few of the rooftops that was allowing grenades to get through. There was also a spot where the red flag could be dropped on a light, and it made for a very difficult time for the blue team to return it because it was right near the red spawn. Some of the other CVAR changes in new release is a client CVAR called CG_hit sound, which will actually turn on a little chirp if you hit your target from a distance. Now, this was a request from the community that had been implemented. Default for the CVAR is off, but it will now allow you to hear if you hit rather than trying to watch the hit messages. Again, it's defaulted off. It's just a little chirp, and it was brought in by the community. So we put it in, and you know, if you want to use it, great. If you don't want to use it, great, but it is there, and you can configure it how you like. I'm not sure I really touched on Paradise a few weeks back, but this level at its not really the texturing, but the design of the map itself. A lot of brushes. I'm sure you all remember Paradise, a big canyon in the middle, separated by a little beach area as well as a mountainous area. I don't know what you want to call it, dead end canyon type area that has a house there. But all that was done with brushes, and it's looking a little dated. Graphics, the textures, as I said, still look rather good, but we would like to improve upon that. Excalibur did send me this file a few weeks ago back, and I mistakenly said during the last show the level would make it in this release, but that will not be the case, as there's just too much work to do on the level. Lots of extra brushes and level thingies that I really don't want to bore you with. One change to the level was the addition of a new route, however you'd like to say it, as you move from the blue side to the red side. As you cross the wooden footbridge, at the far end, there is now a cave entrance to the left that winds around and brings you out near the house behind the red flag. This is sort of to offset the cave route on the opposite side, basically going from red flag to blue flag and vice versa. So now you will have true three routes through this level. This from Blade Killer. She says, the problem is that the map is so old, and this is how Excalibur made it. To fix it, I would have to bring it into a 3D modeling program and retexture the thing when I'm all finished fixing the bugs. I've already improved the tunnels, so you only have to crouch to the entrances to one to the one on the red side. I can do no more in Radiant as it is cracking. I don't know if I can do all that's needed to keep the look Excalibur wanted. This is why we haven't redone a lot of the old maps. They self-destruct in Radiant 2. As she said, the level literally breaks in Radiant. You end up having holes and gaps and things that just don't look good after you compile the map. So she's going to try to work on that time permitting. And after the release, give her a few weeks or more. And we will see how things turn out with Paradise. And also, I'm not sure how much time we actually want to invest into Paradise. It had a few issues that we knew about. There was some error message that would constantly scroll through the console in the background. The new route was actually put in there by Excalibur. It was not put in there by us. Blade Killer is just fixing some of the niggles, as they like to call those errors, those bugs and whatnot. So we'll see how it goes. We'll keep you up to date on that. But right now, that level, UT Paradise, actually it's going to be UT4 Paradise, will be out at a date to be determined later. One final word from Blade Killer on Paradise. She says, it is an amazing feat of brushwork. Can't imagine how difficult it was to build in GTK Radiant. So much easier to make a map like this in a 3D modeling program. So that from Blade Killer on UT Paradise by Excalibur. And Excalibur did give us quite a few good-looking maps. Museum was another one. Rucab, if you remember those. Again, very old maps, but nonetheless, two great-looking maps, both rather large as well. Going to take a quick break here, I think. Let me see how we're doing here. Yeah, I'm going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, I will bring you up to date on some of the weapons and the implementation here in it too, this new version of Urban Terror. It's Oswald, your lone sniper here today on Urban Radio, coming to you live on Inside the Game and Stick'em Video. You can go to the website, www.urbanterror.net, for all the information. It's Oz, and I'll be right back. Hey, welcome back once again. Oswald here with you on Urban Radio. Glad you could be with us today. We're just moments away now from the tour of the new version of Urban Terror. You know, and I don't know why I don't want to call it Urban Terror 4. I just want to get rid of any moniker attached to it and just call it Urban Terror. I mean, it's a standalone game now. It's no longer a mod. I think we can finally put a bullet in the version number in terms of calling it Urban Terror 3.7 or Urban Terror 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 or Urban Terror Elite, God, who would do that to their game? I don't know. All right, so I'm taking a stab at another development team. What can I say? I do want to give a quick shout-out to Great Eyes Girlfriend. And you know what? Even if you gave me her name, I'm sure I would probably mispronounce it. So anyways, props to Great Eye and his girlfriend. And you can actually visit their new site if you happen to read. Oh, shoot. Now I lost it here. Here it is. You can actually go to their new website, uterror.net. U, the letter U, terror.net. So check that out. That is a new Urban Terror site. Getting ready to put that up on our website. So check that out. As I promised, here's an update on some of the weapons. Now, you know of Gosu and some of the changes that I'm going to say it helped to bring around, and actually it still played out in the community on some servers for some reason or another. I'm not really sure why. Evil, God bless you. I have no idea how to pronounce that. Snizhia. At you. Okay, anyways, about the weapons. Well, here's the latest and greatest. As I said, not all the weapons, but just a few will shoot through. The UMP-45 now has 30 bullets, a 30-bullet clip instead of a 25, and a spam mode instead of a burst mode. Three bullets, very quick, very quickly in a row each time you shoot, so now you spammers should be able to hit something. The SPAS 12 has gone from 5 shells to 6, and it has bounced up and down throughout development, but we believe that 6 is a good number. No more, no less. 6 is the number. The Negev now has 90 rounds in it instead of 60, and it can have a silencer. And finally, the recoil on the AK-103 was lowered. So those are just a couple of the changes. Hey, what was that? Oh, a couple of changes for the weapons. As I'm still waiting on an email here for something for the in tour portion, which I don't think I'm going to get. But you know what? At this point, it's old news. It doesn't matter. Let's see. What else? I hit the AK-103. The recoil was lowered. Now, if I was not... I'm trying to think where I want to go here. I'm drinking brewed tea, by the way. If it was not mentioned, you now have stats that you can actually access through the user interface, which I will try to fire up when we give you the tour. The stats break down each gamer, their KDR, their kill-death ratio, total kills, total damage, number of hits on on the different body parts. Those are just a few. Actually, I do have... Oh, I'm not online, or else I'd pull it up right now. Those are just some of the stats that you can get. You can actually take a screenshot of that stats page, too, so it's kind of handy. Awards, different categories, such as melee, miscellaneous deaths. Each weapon has a category. Categories for CTF and bomb. And finally, as I alluded to a moment ago, the awards summary. Speaking of the UI, it has been completely updated thanks to Wokely. You guys figure out how to say it. Seeing as it's not Wokely, Wokely is 27 calls him. Wokely, however he said it. But anyways, he's been working on the UI. And there are still some similarities with the old UI, but there will be more for a gamer to configure inside the UI, such as many CVARs that once were command line only can now be configured in the UI. We did hit a few mileposts in our development. Back in January, we corrected a major hit detection bug. And then on February 17th, we did have RC1 for the code base. More big dates yet to come. So those are just some of the new features in the development update. And when we return from this break, we will drop into a game, try to show off some of the new features, levels, models, and some of the other goodies that we have been working on for the upcoming release of Urban Terror. As mentioned at the start of the show, if you want to actually see the game live, this stream that you're watching me on, this stream is actually going to die, and it will come up, so you will probably have to reconnect. And when you reconnect, you will actually see the desktop or the main screen for Urban Terror, for the new version of Urban Terror. And I will do that here at the conclusion of this song. So, as I said, this stream will disconnect. Show us the money. I'm broke. What do you mean? The stream will disconnect. You will have to reconnect to it at the conclusion of this next song. So with that, I'm going to get into one more break here. When we come back, we will drop in to the new version of Urban Terror and give you a tour. It's Oz. You're inside the game. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, now the moment you've all been waiting for. It's a world-famous Jackrabbit Slim's Twist Contest. Now let's meet our first contestants here this evening. Young lady, what is your name?
Mrs. Mia Wallace.
And how about your fella here?
Vincent Vega.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can.
Oz got me running, and I just can't breathe. So say you help me, mama, 'cause it's getting so hard. Oh, now I can't keep you, mama, but I know you're always there. Inside you care. So get down, down here beside me.
We'll be right back.
Mama, and I can feel my body.
play-by-play Monopoly.
This is Radio ITG.
Hey, welcome back. And if you are tuned in to Stick'em Video right now for Urban Radio, then you will see that we are in the UI right now for the new version of Urban Terror. As, it's taken a little bit of work, but I believe we have everything worked out. As, yeah, I do have shareware. You know what? I bought the program for $29.95. Unfortunately, they did not send me my key, so I'm stuck with that goddamn message up in the left-hand corner. Nonetheless, we will continue. So as you see, the in-game browser works much better now than it did before. All these servers you see right here, these are all our test servers. We will be connecting to our Linux server here in just a couple of minutes. Some of the other things I was talking about here, your player selection, all new models, as we said. Thank you. Thanks to Blade Killer. And your personal color, you actually get to select the color of your arm and leg band. Many different colors to choose from, depending on the mood you feel in. Right now, I'm set up for the white male on the blue team, and I'm set up for a white female on the red team. But you can just cycle through there. You got four for each. Denzel, Rafik, Tom, and Takeshi are your guys, and then you have Carla, Adela, Sarah, and Misu are your chicks. So that right there is how you set your player. Game options, as I said, many different game options. General settings, crosshair settings, your mini-map settings, team info, very detailed. I like that. Very detailed, normal detail, little detail. Gotta like how high-tech we are here. And then you can change the size of your crosshair, the size of your mini-map, your blood settings, impact settings. You know, if you want to leave your gunshot marks for a number of minutes, seconds, you can. Your gun settings, do you want to leave brass? Yes. Do you want a small gun? No. Do you want to show the gun? Yes. So that's just a few of the things here inside the UI. System details. You know what? Actually, I'm going to change that here. 1600 by 1200 is what I usually run with anti-aliasing and anthropomorphic filtering on, seeing as I can do that. So anyways, I'm going to drop into the server now. We do have 9 in the server. It is a Linux server. We have Wokali, Blade Killer, Nikki Lace, Stone String, Nemesis, Domino, and Midget Killer all in there right now. So let us connect. Let's see what happens here. So this is your first look at some of the new maps as well. Here's Mandolin, one of the new levels coming to Urban Terror. And yeah, I'm sure it probably will be a little bit laggy. But nonetheless, we're doing the best we can here with what we have to work with. And as we come in, you do see the name.
Blue team wins.
You see the name, the weapon, and the health of the player above them. That is usually what we use for shoutcasting. Cycle through some of the gamers here, and as I said, it's probably going to be a little pixelated, but you will get the idea. Yeah, well, you know what? I'm trying to do the best we can here with technology we have, so obviously things may be a little bit pixelated, but nonetheless, hopefully it'll give you some idea here. As I said, this is a new map. This is Mandolin. As we follow Midget Killer here. And I don't think anybody's got the tink sound turned on. Maybe they do. As we're going to try to come up on one of the gamers here, and we'll show you some of the details. As I guess we will drop in here, and once we start,
team wins.
So let's see who I can find here. Actually, we got Blade Killer right. Actually, that's six. We got String in front of us here, so hopefully you can see String. He's got the purple mohawk. anyways, the mohawk is just part of the fun stuff. As you see Wokali now going through and swapping. He's got a gas mask on as Domino comes in and kills us. But anyways, I guess I should have told him not to shoot me. But anyways, you get the idea. There is you watch Domino snipe now. As he's on the red team.
Red team wins.
Whips out the shotty and turns sixth into some pepper steak. So down he goes. But as I said, you get a good idea here. As again, we go back to Walkley and he's got the pirate hat on. Arg. With the shotgun. One of the new female skins, as we said. He's got the glasses on now. So you get an idea what the fun stuff is. Just something we decided to do here. You got Blade Killer with the chopsticks and the barrettes in her hair, along with a little mouth guard. So, again, those are just some of the fun things that we decided to do this time around. Look at that. I even get a kill with a Desert Eagle. Gotta like that. Walkley dies as Blade Killer still standing here. As maybe we can give you a quick... Oh, well, I bled to death. What the hell? And so now we hear that we may have issues. Maybe not. But anyways, you get the idea of how things are going to go here in-game.
Blue team wins.
As I'm trying to watch what's going on here, and let me back out here real quick. Well, maybe we did lose our sound. Well, like I said, live and learn and... oh, shoot. That's not what I wanted to do. There we go. As we are going to try to get back in game and let me see if we still have sounds. Oh, yeah, that's why I spec all the time. Let's see. Let's spec again. So we continue to watch. So no in-game sounds, huh? Oh, well, I guess we'll have to...
Red team wins.
Live without those. All right, so as I said, not working out how I really wanted it to here, but those on the video actually get some idea as to what's going on, and the folks on the audio get the commentary, which is few and far between right now. So as I said, I still got some things to work out here with the sounds, obviously, and I'm going to give that one more quick shot here. Hopefully I can resolve that that voice issue here with... one quick change, maybe. Let's see if it works. Maybe not. Maybe? So that does not look like that'll work either. But anyways, I guess some of you actually have an idea as to what's going on here. Some of you don't. As we continue to, as I said, work along with some of the problems that we're facing here with this wonderful technology, but unfortunately, not really sure what to tell you. Because I'm not going to be able to get things how I wanted, but nonetheless.
Red team
you can actually, actually watch the in-game happenings. And yeah, Mobob, for those of you who have both going, you may get the best of both worlds here, so... as I said, we will work out details here as we move forward. As you do get some idea of what the models look like, the new models, you do see you do see the colors of each individual gamer listed on the main screen there of their score depending on what color they decided to choose, that is all set by the gamer themselves. Here's another new map. It's called Thingly, created by Rich. And give this map a few minutes here, and I will drop in and see if we can sort out some of the stats here so you can check that out. As we are going to spectate once again, one of the good-looking maps here. A lot of changes to this map over time. There have been some changes to some of the buildings. Some of the specific parts of the map have been modified due to maybe a lack of gameplay. As we quickly watch things unfold here, as we follow Blade Killer once again out of the spawn point. Mini maps were divided between the green mini maps, the old version, and some of the newer versions that will actually give you a colored view looking top down. It'll also, the colors are obviously the colored arrows on there will show you your teammates, so that'll help out trying to locate your teammates a little bit more quickly than if you didn't have them when everybody had the same color. You hear the G36 going off there from Nikki Lace on the blue team. Finally, down they go as we're going to pull up stats here. Loading the stats here very quickly. As it compiles the stats. It says loading. We are still waiting. See when those get up here. yeah, the map sort of does look a little turnpike-ish, I guess. A little bit larger than turnpike. And that is actually the, I believe that's one of the old G36 sounds. Gamers wanted it back, so we decided to swap some of the weapon sounds out and bring back some of the older sounds that seem to be what gamers wanted here. As we watch Domino with the MP5K. SR8 versus SR8 here. And Domino's going to get punked by String, so down he goes. 3-0 here in favor of the blue team, and as I said, stats should work. They're loading. Not sure why they're taking so long. Anybody want to clue me in here? Not sure why. So anyways, well, I'm sure we will get that figured out prior to the release, but that was one of the new features that we were going to show off today was the stats, but it does not seem to be working here at the moment. No big deal. That's why we beta test, right? Yeah, stats are dead here for the moment. Radio sounds are the same. There have been no changes to the radio sounds. We will, what weapon shall we take? We will end up taking our stand by the UMP-45, dropping the game here, and
red team wins.
If we can cue up some of the radio sounds. Most of them will end up being the same.
I'm on it. Status.
Right now, excuse me, we have Domino in front of us. MP5K, nothing special about him. Making our way through different portions of Thingly here. Anyway, I got punked. What else?
Blue team wins.
And yeah, I understand it's probably not the best video. Audio is iffy. Commentary seems to be only on the radio side. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to resolve that right now. But you do get some idea. And what I'm probably going to do later here is I will run through a few of the maps with some of the gamers in there, and I will actually download all of that information. Hopefully try to make a video. I believe a save video will probably provide you a better look at what's actually going on in the game. I mean, trying to redraw the screen here every second is obviously making things very difficult and taxing for the video system. But we are working on it, so you do get some idea as to what we have been up to. Again, this is UT Thingley. As a lot of the radio sounds
what the fuck, over?
Have remained the same. I can't even get out of the spawn. Big deal. So, yeah, some of the classic sounds are in there. As we continue to watch things happen here. Oh. You actually have a new vote system. You can vote to kick. You can vote a specific map if you wanted. What was the other map we were going to show off today? Was it Ambush? I don't remember. Let me check and see what map it was. There's another map we were planning on showing off, and it is going to be... let's go to Tombs here real quick, see if we can get Tombs fired up. And we're probably in the show on that note. Tombs. I guess somebody will have to do it, because I don't see it in here in my map. Tombs. Let's see if the stats ever came up. Hey, there's the stats. It just took a little bit of time, but they are there. So you're checking things out here for the summary of String. 8 kills, 5 deaths. 8-5 ratio. I love how they broke that down. But anyways, the stats do work. It just takes them a little bit of time to come up. Yeah, the vote bug has been fixed. Stats are there. This is Tombs. This is Blade Killer's little baby that she's been working on for a while. Again, another pretty fast-paced map. As you get a look here inside Tombs, we have showed some of the pictures of this level. Very narrow level, although I'm sure any gamer is going to be able to dominate on here. Snipers as well as auto monkeys, so we'll see how that goes. Some of the routes have been cut off too, depending on the game mode. Most notably done in UT Casa. But then again, this is here's a good example. Look at the mini map on this one. You see it's green. As I said, you can go in options and increase the map size, the position of where you want the map.
Blue team wins.
So now we have a larger mini map there on the field of play on your screen. This is one of the better looking maps we've seen for this version as I die once again, but you get the idea. Scoring pretty much the same. There has been some changes in bomb mode, individual scoring in bomb mode, but you do get to see what some of the in-game stuff looks like here. Is I'm going to drop into spec. I'm sure as I tour this, it's probably going to get quite pixelated, but nonetheless, you will be able to see some of the details here. As we move through the level, there's Midget Killer once again. As Blade Killer goes bouncing right by Midget Killer. So down to one-on-one here, and this, as I said, will probably be the last map as we follow String. Now you see his health being healed by Blade Killer.
Red team wins.
Again, more portions of the map that have been cut off from play. But anyways, UT Tombs, another new level here for the upcoming version of Urban Terror. And that is probably going to do it here. Let me kick out one more tune, and when we come back, we are going to wrap things up, seeing as we do have a few issues. I have given you all the information that I have today. We'll have some new stuff here next week or the following week. I got to figure out when we want to do this again, but I got one more tune here. Let me take a break, come back, and we'll wrap things up. It's Oz. You're Inside the Game. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ian Irwin, and this is Camper Hunter. Today, we have come all the way out to a remote health facility called the Bar, in search of some of the world's most annoying campers. We've heard reports of several kinds of them being spotted in the area recently, so we are pretty sure we can find some great specimens. Let me just climb down the rope out of our trusty transport chopper here, and we'll start the hunt. Right, so here we are on top of the SID headquarters building roof. We have heard of some nasty roof campers being spotted here fairly frequently. Let's take a look around and... oh, there's one now. Let's see if we can hear his call, the call common to almost all campers from this distance.
Stay here.
Yes, there it is. Maybe he won't notice us and we can get a closer look at the critter.
Back.
Oh, it seems he's seen us. Notice how he barked out his alarm call and moved quickly away from us? That's a typical reaction of the roof camper when they detect a threat. They usually spook easily when confronted on their own level. At this point, he's mostly harmless, so we'll leave him for now. Let's see if we can find a nasty room or dangerous door camper here somewhere. Here we are at the doors to the emergency exit of the Bath building. This is a notorious door camper spot, but I don't hear the distinctive call, so we should be safe entering the corridor beyond. Behind this door is the storeroom, a known room camper hangout.
Stay here.
And it seems we're in luck. I hear his call now. It's rare to hear a room camper cry out that way, as they, not unlike the three-toed sloth, can sit quietly and motionless for hours and even days. Normally, you wouldn't want to open this door because those nasty critters in there would leap and attack. Luckily, I've brought along a trusty flashbang. Flashbangs are the weakness of the room camper. Now watch this, and I'll quickly open the door and toss in the flashbang.
Grenade!
Now that the room camper is totally immobilized and blinded, let's have a closer look. Here he is.
Requesting backup.
Notice in this helpless state how he calls for the assistance of his pack. I'm not worried though, as no one ever comes to the aid of a camper. It's interesting to notice how the effects of the flashbang render them completely unable to react, even when provoked. Notice that all they do is moan. Eventually, they will whine and try to get you to leave them alone. Let's see if we can show you.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it! Man down! Man down! Medic!
Amazing. The campers' communication is incredible when they're being provoked. Let's leave this guy alone now and see what other campers we can find. Crikey! It seems we stumbled upon a particularly nasty door camper. As I opened the door, he attacked and made a medium-rare pepper steak out of my left arm. I've moved back around the corner, and it seems I'm out of flashbangs, so I'll have to put this one down. That's a shame. But door campers are easily aroused by the cries of a room camper nearby, and there's no other way to get around it sometimes. As you can see, campers can be particularly nasty at times, but are generally lame and harmless. My scary brush with the door camper is not the usual fare for the camper. Confront them and their poor attack capabilities cause them to back down. Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of Kappa Hunter. I'm Ian Irwin, and I must get this arm attended to. Good day.
Hey, and welcome back. Oswald here as we get ready to wrap up the show. So the in-game video did not really work as I wanted it to. I apologize to everybody. It was working last night. It worked this morning. And unfortunately, when things need to happen, it didn't work. But we will get that fixed for you next time. So you can stay tuned for that. And that is actually going to do it for today. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in to this, pre-release party as we get ourselves ready for the upcoming release of Urban Terror. You can visit the forums, www.urbanterror.net. You can check the forums and don't forget to idle and pound Urban Terror. For Frozen Sand and Inside the Game, I am Oswald, and we'll see you on the respawn.
Over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.